FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
It's 1pm with the latest news for Kent. Here's Joanna Earl.
A Kent-based group that represents lorry drivers has welcomed news part of the migrant camp in Calais is to be demolished. A French judge has ruled an area of the settlement can be knocked down and its residents rehoused. Many people living there have made attempts to board lorries heading to Dover in a bid to reach Britain. James Hookham is from the Freight Transport Association in Tunbridge Wells.
You do have to go through a gauntlet, a barrage of attempted intrusion and attacks on your vehicle if you drive into the port at Calais. So although it doesn't quite make the headlines in the way that it was last summer, it doesn't mean the problem's got away. It's a persistent and increasingly dangerous threat to drivers and others that are going about their job. It shouldn't be happening, and clearing the camp, moving it away, registering the migrants is the first step in the right direction to deal with that.
But Stephen Hale from Refugee Action, who works with children who've been separated from their parents, says he's concerned.
Our concern is for the many unaccompanied minors who are in Calais, who have fathers, mothers, uncles, aunts, brothers and sisters here in the UK.
KMFM News.
Three British tourists have died whilst climbing waterfalls in Vietnam with an unauthorised tour guide. Their bodies were recovered downstream at the Dat Hanla waterfalls in Lam Dong province. The guide is being questioned by police. The Foreign Office says it's in contact with local authorities. Police say they're now treating a collision in Tunbridge Wells as attempted murder. A 24-year-old was knocked down by a car on the high street just after four last Sunday morning. A man and a woman in their 20s have been arrested and bailed until the 18th of April whilst investigations continue.
KMFM News.
The head of Ofsted says teachers in England should be offered financial incentives to stop them going abroad after they qualify. Sir Michael Wilshaw says it's because teachers are being lured to private schools overseas. Leo Recrudis is from the Association of School and College Leaders. She says the opportunity to travel is important to some young teachers.
A golden handcuff that prevents people from leaving the country at a time when, you know, those teachers will be young, maybe wanting to travel for a few years, maybe wanting to seek experience. For some, that might act as a disincentive.
A Tesco store has been badly damaged following a raid on a cash machine in Medway. Structural damage has been caused to the building on Kestrel Road in Lordswood after it was targeted around 3:45 this morning. You can see pictures at kentonline.co.uk. It's not yet known if any money's been taken.
KMFM News.
KMFM has been told removing illegal cigarettes from shops in Kent is a priority, so they're not sold to children. Nearly 2,500 have been seized from stores in Dover and Folkestone over the past 2 days, along with 75 pouches of tobacco. The health warnings weren't in English and the packets didn't carry the usual shocking images. Simon Rock is head of Kent Trading Standards.
It's not somebody chancing the sale of a few packets of cigarettes. It is serious organised criminal activity with a lot of time and effort going in, which just goes to show how much money is involved in selling this illegal tobacco.
House prices in England and Wales recorded their biggest monthly jump since 2002 last month. Figures show they increased by 2.5%, adding nearly £5,000 to property prices compared to December. A Kent pub threatened with being turned into a house has been saved. Villagers have been campaigning to prevent developers from changing the use of the Grade 2 listed Checker Inn at Ash. At a meeting last night, Dover District Council bosses voted to reject the planning application. And the actor and comedian Steve Coogan's been banned from driving for 4 weeks after being caught doing almost double the speed limit. The 50-year-old was clocked doing 54 miles per hour in a 30 zone in Brighton last year.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Football officials from around the world have gathered in Zurich to elect a new president of FIFA. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Sheikh Salman is the favourite to succeed the banned head of the sport, Sepp Blatter, and he's one of five candidates. Elsewhere in football, and Gillingham will be looking to end the month on a high when they take on Chesterfield in League One this weekend. The Gills are back at Priestfield, but without captain Doug Loft after he was injured during their 2-1 defeat away to Oldham last Saturday. Boss Justin Edinburgh says they'll be doing all they can to stay in the top three in the table.
As I have done every every game this season. Expect a tough encounter, but one that we're back at home. I know that we were hurting as a group from last week's defeat, and we'll be looking to bounce back.
Kickoffs at 3 tomorrow afternoon. And the Rugby Union Six Nations resumes this evening, and it's a clash of unbeaten teams. Wales host France in Cardiff. England play Ireland at Twickenham tomorrow.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.